Welcome, everybody, to the Big Call tonight. It's Thursday, October 23rd, and you're listening to the Big Call. Glad to have everybody back in again. Here we are for yet another Thursday night, and we're looking forward to having a great call. But before we get too far, let's pray the call in, and then we'll go to Sue for what should be another encouraging, stimulating, thought-provoking teaching that she's found for us. So let's pray. Lord God, we just thank you so much that we're here and able to speak on a platform that gets out all over the globe, thanks to the SAT team and the Starlink satellite system. Thank you for everybody that is listening, that catches us live, catches us on the replay. I used to say on Memorex, on the replay, or to their email link and catch us that way. So thank you for just allowing us to do what we're doing. And thank you for the information that's come in. And obviously thank you for my co-hosts, Sue and Bob, and everyone in Big Call Universe that's listening. Give us a great night tonight, we pray, and an effective call in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Special time of the night, Sue. We get to hear what it is you found for us. It's thought-provoking and spirit-stimulating as well.
I was just reflecting on this dark theme. Mm-hmm. And remember, there are whole spectrums of light that yes. We can't see, that we're always connected to. And just imagine this, the harvest time, and we have until December 21st when the light starts coming back up. So this is dedicated to planting the seeds of light in all of us. Mm-hmm. Think like God. For who has known the mind of the Lord, that he will instruct him? But we have the mind of Christ. 1 Corinthians 2:16. Mm-hmm. Have you ever thought of how wonderful it would be to think just like God? Mm-hmm. I have good news for you. You can. When the Spirit of God dwells within you, you have the mind of Christ. It's given to you in your salvation package when you receive Christ. Very few, however, activate and utilize it, but every believer can. How many times have you leaned on your own understanding for solutions to problems before going to the Lord for divine answers? I believe we all fall short in this, but we can change our ways and seek him for insight, solutions, knowledge, wisdom, counsel, and understanding whenever we're in need of these things. All these blessings are available to us in the mind of Christ all the time. We simply need to access his mind by faith. Here are some keys to help you cultivate the activation of the mind of Christ that dwells within you. Number one, believe that you possess the mind of Christ within your new nature. Two, nurture the mind of Christ within you by the renewing of your mind through the Word. Meditate, and you will discern the will and ways of God. Three, when needing insights, solution, knowledge, wisdom, counsel, and understanding for situations in life, inquire of the Lord by humbling yourself before him and requesting response through prayer. Four, spend time with the Lord, listening for him to share his heart with you, and waiting on him with expectation for his divine insights. Five, when you receive his insights, believe them and apply them. Bible characters like Daniel and Joseph had divine intelligence operating in their lives. They knew God's solutions for problems, and as a result, they affected their nation. Can you imagine what the world would be like if every Christian accessed the mind of Christ? I think the world would be a better place, don't you? Prayer directives. I decree, 1, I have the mind of Christ residing in my inner being. The mind of Christ lives big in me and is full of all the knowledge, wisdom, insight, understanding, and solutions that I need. I possess divine intelligence. I do not lean unto my own understanding, but in all ways I acknowledge God. God's ways are higher than my ways. Therefore, I humble myself and receive his understanding. Through the mind of Christ, I can access the knowledge of witty inventions. The mind of Christ reveals things I need to know now about the future. The mind of Christ teaches me to make godly decisions daily. The mind of Christ grants me good memory and recall. I have the ability to retain knowledge. The decrees are based on 1 Corinthians 2:16, Daniel 1:4 Proverbs, Isaiah 5:5-9, Proverbs 8:12, John 6:13, and Proverbs 10:17. Our eyes have not seen, nor our ears have not heard, nor have our minds imagined the magnitude of what the Lord wants to reveal of himself. But God is inviting us all in these days to enter into glory and discover the depths of his heart, his mind, and his ways. That's our teaching for tonight.
That's a really good teaching, Sue. It's got a lot of cool things about the mind of Christ and how we have it, but will we engage it? And will we, you know, access the mind of Christ with our own mind, with our own spirit? Are we going to listen to God with our own spiritual ears? You know, that's it. I mean, I think, you know, in all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct your paths. And I just look at the idea of God's ways are above our ways. His thoughts are above our thoughts. But it doesn't mean we cannot converse with God and listen to God and receive direction and guidance and wisdom, because we do through the Holy Spirit. I would say this is what makes me think of the concept of pray without ceasing, pray earnestly, pray continually. Those concepts, to me, are based about having relationship through the Holy Spirit with God and essentially being in a daily conversation with God all the time. Not talking all the time, but being available to hear God and then speak when you want to say something or ask something, and just be in his presence by the Holy Spirit. And obviously, by being anointed with the Holy Spirit, that sets you up for being able to use a miraculous type of power, a dynamic power that gives you the ability to lay hands on the sick and they shall recover, to raise the dead, to cast out demons. All of those things can happen, but they happen with prayer and they happen by receiving an infilling of the Holy Spirit. And that's what Paul talks about also in Acts and further books. And I love the fact that you brought all those scriptures out, Sue, from different parts of the Bible. Old Testament, New Testament, Old, New, Psalms, you know, everything. And Daniel's in there. There's a lot of parts of the Bible that will essentially back up and reinforce scripture throughout the Bible. It's a matter of finding it, comparing scripture with scripture, comparing precept against precept, and getting the whole impact of a concept and getting it all to come through. And let's face it, there are a lot of things in the Old Testament that don't apply to us, but we can still learn from it. We can still learn from it. I got a lot out of that teaching so far, Sue. I thought it was really good, and I think having the mind of Christ, having, you know, and you know, your Arthur was very careful to say, you know, that marvel not, you know, that you must be born again. This requires giving faith to what Jesus did for us, his death, his burial, his resurrection from the dead, the gospel. And I think most everybody in our age and time knows the basics of the gospel, but have we adhered ourselves to that teaching? Have we received Christ personally? Have we seen how God can come in and quicken our spirit by the power of the Holy Spirit, make our spirit come alive to the things of God? That's what I believe. And that happened for me 53 years ago, plus a few days. October 15th, 1972, when I made a confession of faith and received Christ as my personal Savior and Lord. And here I am, still with it, 53 years later, and a few days. What's today, the 23rd? So that'd be, what, 8 days later? Yep. 53 years and 8 days. And I'm, you know, and you know what's fun about that? We're all still learning. None of us has arrived. We're all still learning, moving forward, communicating with God, getting his input through the Holy Spirit. We know that's just really what it is. Fellowshipping, connecting, sharing time. You know, let God know your feelings, right? Pray like that in a continual conversation with God. Silently if you wish, out loud if you can, but just don't do it too much out loud or people will think you're nuts. But other than that, you know, talk to God. All prayer is conversation with God, but it's also listening to what God is telling you back. So that's what I got out of it so far, Sue. Appreciate that. Or if you want me to go on, I can. But I really would like to hear what Bob would have to say, Sue. Let's see what Bob would say about this teaching.
I could yield my time back to the gentleman from Oklahoma.
Oh, from Oklahoma?
Yeah.
Thank you, Bob. Thank you. That was fun. No, Bob, no, thank you very much. I yield back to you, Bob. I want to hear your take on this teaching. And then <That's> Sue.
Well, Sue, thanks. I thought this was really great. I just was really allowing myself to feel the whole spirit of it and the concept of knowing God. And as I was doing that, I was like, you know, when you're steeped in knowing God, all is okay. And you no longer need to worry. So if you're going about your day and you're focused on things that have to get done and deadlines, phone calls, maybe there's not enough time to do them all. And if you allow that to just keep going and going without stopping to know God, then your day is probably going to be a little bit stressful and in a way wasted, because you can just put your worries down and refocus and affirm you know, that all is well. And because I am with God, now I've stopped. And now I'm refocused, and all is well. And if your mind says, yes, but, you know, you need to do this. So just worry not and refocus again. And it came to me, Sue, during the teaching, I said, well, what if I could imagine God's voice speaking to me? What would it sound like? And I heard this voice that said, Bob, all is okay. Just relax. I've got this.
Mm.
It was just like that. It was a very deep, resonant voice. Like, I told you before, I've got this, right? Like, what part of I've got this don't you understand?
Don't you understand?
It's like, and then his voice came and said, just do what you know you're supposed to do. You already know that you're supposed to act from calmness and kindness and gratitude and faith. And he said, oh, by the way, how about you spend some time, every hour of your waking day, to spend time with me? And said, write down the hours that you wake and the hour you're going back to sleep and have that piece of paper. So I wrote down 7 a.m., 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, then 1 in the afternoon all the way up till 11 o'clock at night. And God was like, take this and make a check next to each hour as you pause to spend time with me. And see if you can put a check mark on every one of those numbers.
That's right, wow.
And don't worry about it. Just do it. Do what you know you're supposed to do, which is spend time with me in faith and gratitude and prayer and praise. Put a check mark. And then go about your business. Do what you have to do. But you better come back in that 8 o'clock hour. Better come back again in that 9 o'clock hour. Don't you dare go for 2 hours, 3 hours in a row. God forbid 9 or 10 hours in a row where you don't spend any time with me.
Say,
you know that's what you're supposed to do. So make a checklist. And see if you can make a check on every one of those things. And then, Sue, I thought this right at the end came to me. You know, that's what we're doing with the big call. Every Tuesday and Thursday, we can put a mark next to 9 o'clock and 10 o'clock and sometimes 11 o'clock.
Yep.
Right? And I can do it. You guys can do it, too, for the 8 o'clock hour because we're always on just a few minutes before 9. So we can check off the 8, the 9, the 10, and we can check off the 11 before we go to bed.
Yep.
And every Tuesday and Thursday, there's 4 check marks. Say, okay, that makes it easy. Now all I have to do is go back and hit the other 12 check marks that start at 7 o'clock in the morning. And so that's what I'm going to do. So I have a day planner that Brendan Burchard made. And it gives you a calendar for each day. And it also gives you these exercises to do first thing in the morning, like answer the question, who is it that's going to need me to be on my A game today? All right.
Mm-hmm.
You could write down their names and remember it when you see them or you speak to them. But it also has the hours of the day. And I'm going to use that starting tonight, as a matter of fact. While Sue is speaking, I'm going to go grab that book. I'm going to start with tonight's, and I'm checking off 8, 9, 10, and 11 to have it ready for first thing in the morning. And I'm going to check
off that's great.
Tomorrow. So that's
good.
Thank you very much.
Interesting, Bob.
Still the news.
That's good, beautiful. Bob. That's a really interesting concept in a way to sort of check your time with God and just, you know, I think that we all should be in a situation where we can be thinking gospel motives, you know, be thinking about godly thoughts, be you know, thinking, am I, you know, like, it's like Joyce Meyer said, she says every morning she wakes up before her feet hit the floor, and she says, God, give me someone that I can help today. And that's very close to what Bob was talking about. Who are you going to put in my path that I can make a difference in their life? Who can I help today? Who can I say something kind to today? Who can I give a compliment to today? Who can I smile with? Who can I smile, give a smile to today? An encouraging word today? You know, those different things, I think as we go through our day, and Sue, this happens for you all the time, because I know that you give a smile, you encourage people, you're there for people, you talk with people, you know, throughout your day, and even when you're walking, you know, you acknowledge people, they acknowledge you back, or vice versa, and that's really the kind of relationship we want with ourselves and with the outside world. We want to have our inner body, our soul, our spirit available to the things of God, so we can be thinking those thoughts and then praying silently under our breath when we're in public, or out loud when we're out in the country. So it's really cool that Bob brings that concept of a way to sort of habituate or regulate time spent with God. So that's a concept that might work for Bob, and I'm sure it will. And Sue, I like this teaching because it really talked about the mind of Christ and how we can have that and how we can experience that in fellowship with God. So what did you take from this teaching tonight? How did it speak to you?
Well, it's so fun because I like listening to the two of you, and I got so much from what you said, Bruce, and what you said, Bob. So let me see if I can. I sit and I write down insights that come. I love what you said, Bruce, about his thoughts, you know, praying without ceasing. And you're right, Bob. We're doing that right now. It's a commitment. It's a commitment to, and what we're all doing together, as you're listening to this, and this is the little shift I would make. God, for me, when I hear God, it's quiet. But it's like it's not my voice, but it's very, very clear, and I feel it as if I'm in conversation with it all day. And what it is, I think, is that we live in a world that's very externally focused, and when you get into external focus and doing, you're in a part of your brain, and there's a man who is known for a subject matter called neurotheology, Dr. Andrew Newberg. And he talks about the part of your brain that's in task and busyness, like Bob was talking about, and getting stuff done. And think about the people that you know that are really, really smart, but they're coming from their intellect. It hasn't really been married, and I mean that, unified with this beautiful, loving, spiritual, flowing blend of intellect and love. And that's where we're all going. It's the world, it's hard. It would be like the challenge that I know every single person on this call faces is when they are like a Pastor Scott or a Bruce or a Bob. There are times when your expanded awareness of love has to meet the contracted activity of the world. And that's where it gets really, really interesting. And that's why I picked this teaching, because we're going to go into meetings and be working with people. And we're going to have to learn how to unify that beautiful, loving presence of, like Bob said, writing down and having the commitment. And here's the difference. And Bob started with it right away. It's getting it into your nervous system, your limbic system. It's not emotion. But what does God feel like when God is both strength for you and this beautiful feeling of heaven in you? Especially for men. Well, it's back and forth. For women and men, it's having the combination of beautiful strength, boldness, and then that really wise, loving, like that energy is moving through you. And that, to me, is the mind of Christ. That's higher, expanded Christ love coming through each one of us on the call. So I'm just going to ask, as I move out of my statement here, just take a minute and try to imagine what it would feel like to have that mind, that frequency, that experience, not as something you're thinking about, but that you're thinking from. What does that feel like? Perfect strength, perfect love. That's the commitment to practice. You don't even need to say, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that. This is my opinion. It's getting that state and letting the state of strength and balance and love come together in you so that in each moment God can move through you in new ways. In each moment, you're freed to say, oh, this is just what's needed, or that's just what's needed. And that's where it gets renewing, because it's always new. You're noticing yourself. You're noticing God in new ways. You're marveling in God in new ways. And that's where it gets really, to me, filled with wonder, because you're watching it happen, moving through you. So I love what both of you said, and I hope everybody enjoyed thinking about the feeling, not the feeling, the experience of that mind being in it and acting from it.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Sue. That was really good. I like your perspective on it. I love what Bob said, and it sounds like we kind of came at it from three different directions, but it all comes together. So thank you, Sue. And thank you, Bob, for that very much. Now it's time to see if we have any praise reports or prayer requests we can talk about and pray for, Sue.
And, of course, we do. Hey, loading. Please don't let it take forever to load. Hold on a second. Bear with me. And here we go. This is from Pastor Scott. My praise tonight is for the company of the Holy Spirit. Every day, each day, I sit at home trying to occupy myself with reading God's word, worship, exercise, and the few chores I can do. Kids in school, spouse gone to work, phone rarely rings anymore, hardly ever visitors. So my solitude I cherish. I forgot prayer and meditation, but even this I'm of great joy. Tomorrow my buddy is taking me to Starbucks, the highlight of this week. I say all this to let others know that even in times of quiet and loneliness, you're never alone. God said in his word he would never leave us or forsake us. Even after 2 years of this scenario, I'm not alone. God is good. My prayer is this RV doesn't tarry much more. I'm really excited to do ministry again. Yes, Sue, Bruce, Bob, I'm going to be busy implementing my projects. Can't wait. Love you all. Pastor Scott.
Thank you, Pastor Scott.
I thought that was beautiful.
I can kind of relate I can kind of relate to what his experience is, not from a stroke point of view, but from the point of view of solitude. And, it's a big thrill when I get out and have lunch, five, six times a week. And it's really, or maybe four or five times a week, it's really a thrill. And, solitude is good. It gives you time to think and pray and meditate. And it's wonderful. So thank you, Pastor Scott, for that. Appreciate that. And we're all looking forward to getting started on our projects as soon as we can. All right, Sue.
And I think, too, that a lot of people are going to find that their rhythm has shifted, and they're going to appreciate that contemplative space and then design. Not like that, I can't wait to run from this space, but
right.
It's contemplative, and it's a very beautiful, mindful place of being with your holy self. So here we go to the next one, and this is beautiful too. From Gary, for the King's glory. Dear Big Call Universe, my prayer request is that all of us would become the heart of God in the earth, particularly in our giving and stewardship. Bless and thank you. That's beautiful, Gary.
That is good.
In the earth and in the cosmos, maybe, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All over the universes. Yep.
All over the universes. Thank you, Gary.
Yep.
And lastly, we have Ms. Xenia.
Mm.
For by grace you have been saved through faith, and this is not our own doing. It's the gift of God. Ephesians 2:8. If we ever forget that we are one nation under God, then we will be a nation gone under. Ronald Reagan. Freedom is not the sole prerogative of a chosen few, but the universal right of all God's children. Ronald Reagan. Live as people who are free, not using your freedom as a cover-up for evil, but living as servants of God. 1 Peter 2:16. Today we pray for the Big Call platform. All the leaders, millions of listeners, everyone working behind the scenes, everyone's physical, mental, and spiritual health, everyone's prayer requests for healing and unity in this country and around the world, especially world peace. We continue to pray for the RV blessing and especially the med beds. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you a future and a hope. Jeremiah 29:11.
Yeah.
Blessings and peace to all on this call. Everyone have a blessed and safe weekend. Through Christ our Lord, amen and amen. Jeannie.
Thank you, Jeannie. Very good. Jeremiah 29:11. It's great scripture, and it's good for us, too. We're moving that way. We're getting there. And thank you for that, as always, Jeannie. Very important. Thank you. Sue, I guess that's our last one for today. But
yep, as I have to work on getting up my piece here, so talk for a minute if you would.
Okay, will do, will do. Yeah, this is interesting. I was mulling over my intel in my mind. As you guys know, I don't write anything down because I can't read it anyway. But what I'm able to do is try to create a timeline for you on every call, give you an updated timeline of what appears to be going on, information we're getting, and so on. And I'll do that tonight and give you an idea of what I'm hearing and how we can consider that maybe a timeline we can hopefully adhere to. So we'll see what happens tonight in my segment. Are we moving along, Sue, to where
we're sort of I mean, truth is,
You want me to stretch, Sue? You want me to stretch? Okay, I'll stretch.
Yeah, keep stretching for a minute. I'm doing it in two different frames here and having a little bit of a technical difficulty.
Okay, Roger, tech difficulty. Okay, no problem.
It's super tight. It's all like loading. It's
loading, loading, loading.
The reality
so
of
loading. Yeah,
it's
I hear you.
Funny.
That's a live call, Sue. It's a live call, so it's all right.
I'm just going to have to quote it and do the best I can without reading it live. But
okay, we'll relinquish back to you. Go ahead.
Yeah. So tonight, I was going to read to you a wonderful statement, but I want to take you to a place first and to help you understand the importance of who you are and why. Okay, yeah, it's just not loading. Who you are and why this moment of time and being on this big call is so important to the future of our world. And do you know what that's about? Every time you come to the big call, you're literally, when we talk about prayer, when we talk about things like Bob's health and what he's bringing about, increasing your awareness of your health, when you're hearing about the intel, you're literally raising and shifting your awareness of what is possible so that what? So that every time you come, even a tiny spark of new information becomes part of divine restoration. Every time you listen to something that's inspiring or new or lifts you just maybe a lot, hopefully a lot, but even a tiny bit, creates a frequency jump for the entire world. So you'll hear something new, and a part of your brain is going to go, oh, I'd like to do a project like that, or, oh, I feel a little bit more elevated. And then you'll speak to somebody, and then you'll say something, or somebody will see more light in your eyes. And that all becomes part of divine restoration. And I was going to really, I was going to read you a wonderful testimonial, Hushmail. I don't want to say anything.
Not loading.
Oh my God, are they?
Yeah, really.
It's just not loading. Really, such a problem. such a problem. But I'm going to quote this testimonial that came in. And these people were noticing, after listening to the MedBed 100, that their mood was shifted. Now, the MedBed 100 is two classes, an hour and a half each, where you're going to be surrounded with possibility. It's not really possibility, but you're going to be at the next level of what the military is getting ready to roll out for the future human. That's organic. That's organic. Okay? So you get all that information. But something that I've never, I don't think I've ever said this with this clarity before on the call, is there are two meditations. And these aren't just regular meditations. These are meditations using special scientifically designed music that I have been working with for over 30 years. And we did a white paper, and we brought it to a scientist with who was using something called a QEEG. And a QEEG is the gold standard. If you've ever seen a person with that cap on their head so they can measure the electrical activity in the brain, that's what a QEEG is. And I invested a lot of money to test the scientific basis of RCDs. And this scientist said, if she was British, and she said, if you don't get this out to the world, it will be crimes against humanity.
That's right.
This is so statistically significant. And so the brain waves, and I want to thank Mr. Doug, getting your brain waves harmonized, which is very hard in our modern world, getting them harmonized so you can think deeply about what you want to create. So there's lots of information out on the med beds, but this is going to give you the information you need, but it's going to give you the state, the Christ state that you need to be in to make the best decisions and to imagine yourself pre- and post-MedBed. That's a really, really, I've never said, it's so funny how you, I mean, there's so many different angles to it. But that's what really sets it apart as a program. It's designed to literally activate the most coherent divine restoration, and it goes beyond your surface mind. See, most people are watching things and they're taking it in on a very superficial level. When you get the MedBed 100, and I know so many people, I wish I had this piece to bring up. Let me see. So many people comment on, wow, these meditations are so great, the information is so great. But it's the combination. It's like, almost like walking into a custom future outfitter. You're going to walk into a place where finally you're with people that are talking about it. Finally, it's coming from the people that are actually military people that are, the information we got, we're coming from the people that were leading this initiative. And then you get the moving beyond stress or your cortisol brain, I'll call it, into the deeper Christed unity that will allow you to say, I want to be a guitar player, I want to do this, I want to do that, I want to feel this, I want to feel that. All of that is so important for you to participate in. Because when you say, as you walk out of the med bed, and we have this in our literature, I didn't go in there with a blindfold on, unaware of what was possible. I participated in what I experienced by quieting my mind and hearing from the Holy Spirit. Oh, I would love to sing again. Oh, I would love to play baseball again. Do you understand the value of that? The joy, the new experiences, the new intelligences, the new abilities that you're going to bring in? That's why we designed the MedBed 100, is because Bruce and I were blessed to have this information, and we saw what the information was out there. And it takes reflection. You can't just go, oh, yeah, it's not deep enough. I've had many friends say, can you tell me what you put on your list? And I said, no, here, you get private. The MedBed 100. It's, well, yeah, not only private, but it's something that is unique to you. And you have to reflect on it. So I'm sorry that I couldn't bring this testimonial up. And okay, I mean, I don't want to be against first mail, but here's what I want you to do. Just think about, for anybody that hasn't gotten it yet, and for people that have, go back to those meditations, because they're going to help you to begin your leadership journey as a more integrated leader. The issue we have, which is why they're using brainwave technology in the med beds, is we have so much cortisol, left brain, intellect driving our world, and not enough creativity, right brain, heart brain, coherence driving our world. Mm-hmm. And those meditations help you to get balanced. Think about it like divine union, your masculine self and your feminine self meeting each other in divine union. That's what it does. And your body, your mind, and your spirit will know it. So think about if you need it, you want it, or you want to be conscious about what you want to do with the med beds, and send us an email at integratedminds@hushmail.com. That's integrateds.
Whoa.
Minds. I just corrected it.
Integrated. Well, hope they heard it.
I'll do it again. integrated minds@hushmail.com. And just put MedBed 100. Let us know if you have put your name, your telephone number, and if you have PayPal or not. Sometimes it takes us a couple of days because we'll get flooded. We're a small team because we have to be precise and making sure there are no bots, no people that shouldn't be getting this information.
Yeah.
So please be respectful. Please be respectful of that. And we'll get back to you usually within, like right away, to 24 hours. So thank you, Bruce. And just walk with this. How could having this program enhance and expand the future of humanity?
Yeah.
That's all you have to think about.
Thank you, Sue. I think that's great. Yep. This will enhance and expand the future of humanity, because it will enhance and expand you and your influence from hearing this MedBed 100 as you go about your future. You'll influence and expand other people with everything that you've received. So it's sort of, what's the word I'm looking for?
Okay, so I have this testimony. Who it is?
You want to bring it, Sue? Okay, let's do it.
Yeah. Good afternoon, Sue. I know how long you've been talking about the MedBed 100, and I would listen, and I would say, and I would listen, and finally said, I can't put this off any longer. Boy, am I glad I didn't. I learned so much, but most importantly, you gave me the clarity to step into a new future that I could barely imagine. The meditations were profound. What do you think the value of that is? Thanking you for all you do, and thanking Bruce and Bob for what you all bring to us all. Chris.
Oh, it's great, Chris.
That was a good way to end.
Yeah, it was, Sue. It was really good. And the MedBed 100, like it sounds like, is $100.
Yep.
PayPal if you have it. And let her know if you do or don't in the email.
Credit card.
Send those off.
Yep, credit card. Yep,
credit
all
card.
You have to
credit
do is enter and we'll send you an invoice. Yep.
And just send it on. And you can send it on tonight, and it'll get handled. Sue will do it in the order she receives them. Oh, that sounds good, Sue. Thank you very much. Yep.
You're
it's
welcome.
Good. We're all going to be expanded in some ways. This will potentiate that expansion in your mind, your body, your soul, and possibly your spirit as you move out into this new world that is being created through obviously the technology, the RV, the med beds, and whatever other technologies are right there ready to come out. Well, thank you, Sue. Appreciate that very much.
You're so welcome.
Yeah, thank you. So as it is now, or in the meantime, which is where we are right now, in the meantime, I was talking with someone today, Bob, and they said, even after the med beds, we still need to keep our immune system good. We still need to eat a healthy, I call it a healthy eating plan. I don't use the D word. We need a healthy eating plan. And we also need nutrition and some supplementation, quite possibly. So even though we fixed our dire needs and got expanded and moving out, we can't neglect our nutrition. And what we're doing in the meantime is doing the best we can to stay as healthy as we can or get healthy again while we wait for that technology, which is close, and it'll be here pretty soon. But in the meantime, Bob, what would you say to that, and what would you bring to this big call tonight, hopefully in the way of testimonials and anything else you like?
Yeah, absolutely. So this is the first time, Bruce, that we did not get a testimonial in the last 2 days.
Uh-oh, really?
So we're kind of stuck at 4,000 plus testimonials. And
okay.
So I have temporarily lost the will to continue.
Testimonials.
And so I want everyone to stand by while I gather myself.
Oh, my God. Oh, so smart. Nothing like a little contrast, Bob. Oh, you're so smart.
So maybe I'll tell my own testimonial. How's that?
There you go. Yeah.
Actually, what I was going to say, Bruce, is in regard to, what you were saying about the need that people will have for diet and supplements and the like.
Yep.
You know, as we go along, we can be restored substantially, and we can have a rejuvenation at our cellular level, our microscopic level, our quantum level, but our bodies are still going to be human flesh, and we still are very large mammals that have a circulatory system, and we're still going to need to pump oxygen to all of our cells, and we're still going to have to flow nutrients to our cells, and our capillaries are still going to have to open and close to allow for the nutrients to get through. We won't be able to go on a no-food diet just yet, or a no-water diet, right? We'll still be alive, functioning, very, very healthy, but also still very vulnerable humans, where humans are very gelatinous and physically fragile. And so we have to have our wits about us to stay healthy, to stay free of any accidents, and also to make sure that we don't poison ourselves, right? Because you can still poison yourself accidentally if you mistake deadly nightshade for, you know, goosefoot. Think you're eating something good, and you also can still become toxic. So one of the things that will emerge in a new body, but will still be in a world that will be similar or the same for a little while afterwards. So there's still going to be automobiles. They'll still be the same air filtration systems, and so we're still going to be breathing in tire dust and car fumes, and we're still going to be exposed, you know, to all manner of pathogens, and some of which will become pathogenic. We're still going to need our immune system to function at a very high level, because we have very low-grade but deadly viruses in our bodies. We all have them, and we have immune systems that keep them at bay. So we'll get a fresh start, and we're going to then be responsible for its maintenance, to make sure we constantly are clearing the toxins out, taking steps to help to eliminate toxins from the environment as much as we can, EMFs and air pollution, water pollution. We're still going to have to be careful what food we eat, because we won't snap our fingers and instantly have all healthy food. There's still a lot of depleted soil and depleted food, so we still need good nutrients. And as all the projects kick in and people are working on cleaning up the soil from glyphosate, and making our food supply very safe and very nutritious, that's going to take a little while. And so we still need to be diligent and stand guard, even though we might be much younger and much healthier. And we'll be aging less fast, if at all. And there will be challenges too, societal challenges, emotional challenges. As Sue has said before, Bruce, what's it going to be like to your family if you are the young one, right? There's a whole movie about that called The Age of Adeline.
I remember that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Her car went off the road and into a pond or a river, and it got struck by lightning, and she became immortal. And it was a movie about the trials of being immortal and having to bury her daughter who died of old age, that type of thing. And so there will be all those societal challenges that we will get to face. And so, you know, people need to have their own strategy. How are you going to avoid toxins? Well, if you're going to eat meat, no matter how great it is, no matter how lean it is, how organic it is, if you overcook it, if you cook it at 300 degrees or above, you're going to create a mass of glycotoxins that will literally be poisoning you. You're still going to have to leave your shoes outside the house until the environment is very, very clean and there's no tire dust and pesticides to drag into the house and off gas at nighttime. And you're still going to have to avoid seed oils and eat low glycemic index carbs for the most part. And make sure you're not consuming trans fats, which is very easy to do when you're eating fried food. And there'll still be challenges, and there'll be lots and lots of opportunities that will surface for our projects to help with your local community. What are we going to do? We're going to help to clean up this and do this and do this. And, you know, we have an employee, Bruce, who sits on the planning council for a town right nearby our office. And he is helping to create housing for the people. And there's lots and lots of people in Florida who work in the service industry. They work at resorts. They work at restaurants. They work at the local store that sells the beach umbrellas, right? And and housing got very, very expensive in this area going back around till 2020. And a lot of those people can no longer afford homes at all. But now there's lots of projects going on. One right nearby where I live that I can walk to. It's a big project going up with 1,000 units, and hundreds of them are going to be for moderate income and low income. And in this other town, Habitat for Humanity just stepped up and bought an old church property, and the state of Florida relaxed some of the zoning, state zoning laws in regard to churches. And they're building a low-income housing project. They're going to be beautiful townhomes, but they'll be low-income projects. And so already we're starting to see projects for Rebuild America, right? It's happening right around us here in St. Petersburg. And our employee, Matt, is instrumental in helping his community. That's his platform, is to help with this type of housing.
Well,
he's constantly an advocate for it. And we were very happy this morning to talk with him about what's happening in his area and other parts of St. Petersburg. And so we're starting to see that here now. The interest rates have gone down a little bit. And so people will have the chances to from a very, very positive state, a very healthy, very capable state, will be able to engage in their projects and to help, you know, to advance humanity in many, many ways. And it's not just here, you know, in the United States. I mean, if you go to Russia and you go an hour outside of Moscow, the people live there in living conditions as if it was the time of Christ. They live in mud huts, and they call them Christianins, which in other areas people would call them peasants. In Russia, they use the word Christianin. And so the opportunities that you see in the United States for low-income housing and, you know, organic farms and that type of thing are going to be really great. But boy, I can tell you, you're going to have to put on your best planning mind and heart and soul when you get into other parts of the world where the people are living like they did 2,000 years ago.
Oh, amazing.
There's another project that I just heard about today, the details of it. And listen to this. There's this man. I won't use his name. I'm not sure he wants me to, but this was a man who fought for his country. He was an Army Ranger, fought in the wars in Iraq, and came back and started his own business. And he built this business up to the point where it was extremely successful, extremely valuable. He worked with dogged determination, and the reason that he did is he had a dream to purchase property that was wooded property, not wilderness, but rural, and he wanted to have a Christian spiritual retreat center. That sound familiar, Bruce? Right?
Sure does.
And he's already got it started. He sold his business, and he bought 250 acres in Missouri, and he's already got all the plan laid out. He's already purchased a whole bunch of things, and they're going to be building they're going to be building tiny homes. They're going to be building they've ordered these big tents that are like 400 square feet that become homes. They're super industrial. He's already got those on the way from Europe. His consultant for his sustainable organic farm is already got the plans laid out and arrives tomorrow to begin to lay out all the works of the property. He's already got the sites selected where they are going to walk to during their teachings from the Bible, and they're going to set up areas around the farm that will be similar to scenes from the Holy Land. And this gentleman has traveled the whole Holy Land and photographed everything that he wanted to photograph. All the stuff from the Old Testament and the New Testament, and has a treasure trove of documentation, and he's creating this center that people will be able to come for weekend retreats, daytime teachings, week-long retreats to come and have time with God that will be very, very special. And his wife and his two little girls will be living there on the property. And and this is someone who had this dream. He told me about this dream 10 years ago. And and right now, here in 2025, it's coming to reality.
He did
exactly what he said he was going to do. He had a plan. He built his business. He sold it for enough money so that all he can do, anything that he wants to do for the rest of his life in service of the Lord. And this is what he's doing. And he had called me this morning to tell me about it because he wants to have the Boomer products at his store. So they're going to have a gift shop and store, and they're going to have a health clinic. The whole theme is going to be physical health and wellness, mental health, spiritual health, he called to see what he needed to do to begin to have Boomer products at this spiritual retreat center. And so I'm going to go and visit with him when it gets closer to time to open the store. I'm going to it's be my second trip to Missouri. I was there once before to be in a movie, and now I'm going to get to go back and see this amazing new retreat center. And I think what will happen, Bruce, is as we have the blessing and we start working on, rebuild America, and the spiritual retreat centers will have already models, you know, one in Missouri and many here in St. Petersburg, and we'll be able to tap into the expertise of Matt, who's a champion in this area of rebuild. And we can see it happening right in front of us. It's almost like it's a foreshadowing. It's like the projects, look, they're happening. They already started. The projects have already started.
Fantastic.
And I think it's really, it's going to be quite amazing. And I think that, you know, as people are restored, we'll be ready to go. And the last thing I want to say is this, Bruce, I had a chance again today to talk with Eric Kurtz for about an hour.
And
he was explaining to Larry and me that there is this elaborate metabolic pathway in the human body that's related to building muscle. And it had a name that I was shocked that he could remember, because it must have been 50 syllables. And so he gave us the acronym, which is still too long to remember. And he would say that this is something that was discovered by a woman that he knows about 4 years ago. And ever since, there's three different drug companies that have been trying with all their might to come up with a medication that would address this pathway, so that, guess what, people could rebuild their muscle no matter what age they are, as if they were much younger. Right?
That's fantastic.
And he said to me, he goes, when we did all of our research and we documented the effect of all the different components of myotrol, he said that pathway was being stimulated at a very high level. And he's like, they can try all they want. If they come out with something, it's going to take them 3 or 4 more years before they get FDA approval. He goes, but there's no way it's going to be better than what myotrol already does.
How about that?
And this is a man, this coming from a man who holds 40 patents in the field of both pharmaceutical and nutraceuticals. Right? He knows what the real deal is. And this is something for people to know. This is an honest to God reality. There are certain holy grails of anti-aging that billions of dollars are being invested in to help make it so that people will stop aging. And there are about 4 of them that are really critical, and it seems like the one in regard to the immune system, which is super, super crucial, that just recently there was a medical doctor that accidentally discovered a protein in their laboratory while they were doing different kind of research. They discovered a protein that's going to solve the problem of the aging immune system. And I listened to a podcast about it. Okay? The second thing is that the same protein seems to be that it's going to be solving the second of these 4 crucial things.
Okay.
And it's the whole concept of this deterioration that happens to your cells, and they begin to act highly inflammatory as they get very old. They're supposed to die off and go away, but they weren't. And all the researchers have been focused on what can we do to kill those cells so they can be replaced. And it turns out this guy's accidental research is actually restoring those cells.
Oh, now you're talking.
And they don't need to worry anymore about trying to kill off all those old cells and replace them with adult stem cells. They're going to be able to restore them. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And this sound familiar? Like maybe there's another way they might be doing that, right? Well,
yep.
So that's two of them. And they already know that the issue of inflammation is the third part they really have to address. And there are such a thing as medications for reducing inflammation, but there's nothing like the combination of Gladiator Barley and Boomer Boost in the medical world that will reduce your inflammation by 10 times down to below 0.5 or below 0.1. There is nothing, but you can get that at and only at Boomers Forever Young. Okay?
Yep.
And then this, with all these scientists, are still saying, including the one that discovered that protein, at the end of the interview, he said, but there's still one major thing we have to do, which I'm afraid is years away, and that's the issue of muscle.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Kind of got that one knowing, Bob.
Little does he know. Right? That the listeners to the big call already know.
Yeah.
Right? That we have that. Between the Myotrol and the Gladiator Barley, that problem has been solved for a year now.
Yep.
And we're purposefully not letting the whole world know about this, Bruce.
Right.
Because if we did, if we were to appear on one of the large podcasts that would love to hear about this, there would be millions of people that would want that product all at the same time.
That's right.
And it would our website would blow up, okay? And of course we wouldn't be able to supply it, right? People that are listening know it's hard to keep in stock, okay? So
that's right.
When you're taking your Myotrol in the morning, keep that in mind for a period of time here. When you're taking Myotrol, you're the first ones in the world to get it, all right? And ultimately, whether it's Myotrol or some other invention that does the same thing, maybe 5 years from now, there'll be a competitor. Every single person is going to want to be taking it. And you, the listeners to the Big Call, are the first people.
That's it.
And most of the rest of the world doesn't even know about it, including the leading anti-aging researchers in the world do not yet know that Eric Kurtz, the famous scientist from Solva Labs, has already cracked the code of epigenetic editing and released the first one. And there's another one that's coming along. There's going to be a surprise.
Okay.
In the next few weeks, there's going to be a second epigenetic reprogrammer that I'll be telling you about as soon as we know the predicted
delivery
arrival.
Schedule. Right.
Yep.
Oh, Bob, that's exciting. That's a really nice discussion of what's going on, what we have, what's being discovered. I love the fact that you talked about the housing situation over there and your friend in Missouri. Do you know what town or where in Missouri, the Show Me State, this, I'll call it pastoral retreat, is going in?
It's a town that starts with a B, and he said it's one where like 11 million tourists come by there every year.
Oh, yeah, I know which one that is. Yep. Not Branson, would it?
Yeah,
sure
it is. Right. Branson, I've never been to Branson. Yeah. It's the first I'd ever heard of Branson, Missouri, but that's it. He said it's 10 miles outside of Branson.
Okay, all right. Good location. And, God, everybody around here knows about Branson and goes to Branson. I've been there. I used to go annually for a 3 or 4 day conference in Branson, and it's only... Let's see, it's 3.5 hours from where I am right now. Pretty beautiful through there. It's kind of crazy. It's kind of crowded, over in Branson, but they have created, I think, one way to kind of alleviate some traffic around it. So Lake Taneycomo for fishing down there. There's a lot to do. It's a pretty cool little staycation over there. Pretty fun, I guess. And, yeah, those were the old days when I'd go over there. So, yeah, Bob, that sounds terrific. Well, let's tell them. Do you want to recap the sale before we go into how to get it?
Yeah, so, yeah, it's really simple but really great sale. Okay. You can get 10, 15, or 20% off. Depends on mm-hmm. what's in your shopping cart. $75, $150, or $200 gets you that graduated discount. So if you're on AutoShip and you put $200 worth of stuff in your cart, you're going to get a 20% discount on top of your 10% discount on top of your free shipping. All right?
Nice.
And at that point, you're getting the product for less than what we paid for it. All right? So
this is
the time to do it, and of course, it's probably the only time that we will ever have Myotrol on sale. The price that we have to pay to get it goes up every time that we buy it.
Mm-hmm.
The price goes up. So we probably won't be able to put it on sale ever again. So if you want to stock up on it, now's the time.
Now's the time to get it. And I did so yesterday. Yep. I got some coming with Boomer Boost, barley, and Myotrol. So I was getting a little low on Boomer Boost and barley. Got my Gladiator barley coming, and I got some Myotrol. I didn't go super deep. I think I went with 3 bottles of Myotrol because I don't want to run out when everybody else is buying 6. But, no, it's a really, you know, Bob, it's a great idea, and it's a way to kind of have a little backup and yeah, get what you need, and that's what I did. So I think the main thing is for people to find out how to get to the site and get these things. See, this is the only way we're going to find Myotrol on sale is if you put it on sale yourself at either 10, 15, or 20% off, depending on the volume of your order. Okay? And so that's the ticket. Go to BigCallUniverse.com. That's my site. When you go to BigCallUniverse.com, you'll see a banner at the top of this page that says Boomers. Click on it. It's a direct link to your site, Bob. And people can go in and look through all the different products, scroll through, see the products menu and the on-sale tab, click on it, and they'll see the deal on the 10, 15, and 20% off a volume sale, and they can look through the various products, learn more, and they can see testimonials on everything too. You've got those listed with some pictures too of people that sent their picture in with their testimonial, which is really cool. Now, the trick is if you're just good at doing stuff online, this will be no big deal. You'll just put an order together, put it in your cart, take it to checkout, boom. You're done. You're out. But if you have any questions or there's something you don't quite understand or have a question, you can call customer support at 800-861-4609. 800-861-4609. And that's good 9 to 5 Monday through Friday, Eastern Daylight Time. So I don't know why we have to say, I don't have to say that. It's just Eastern time. Whether it's daylight savings or not daylight savings, it's still 9 to 5 Eastern, okay? All right. I love daylight savings time. I don't want to get out of daylight savings time. I don't want it to be dark at 5 o'clock or 5:30. I just, you know, Sue may like it dark early, but I don't. I like it late till 9 o'clock. Those were the days growing up as a kid and you're outside playing, and it's getting dark around 8:30, 9 o'clock, and you're still outside, and your mama call in, then come on inside, it's time for you to go to bed. And you're like, I want to play, I'm outside. So Those were the days, Bob. Those were the days. Doing a little night putting in the meantime. Yeah. So listen,
yep.
Take advantage of the sale and get it on. Get it done. And just have fun with it. It's going to be so much fun, you know, when we get this everything rolling. But I love this fellow that you've got that's doing the retreat not too far from Branson. And it could be it's very close to what it is that you and I've talked about with the Pastoral Retreat Network I plan to create. And maybe he could be part of that network. We'll see. But it sounds like it's a prototype we definitely should check out, Bob. And we'll see how that goes. Any kind of time hack do you have, Bob?
10:29.
Okay. Well, we're getting into the midnight hour almost, so let's go ahead and get into some intel and let you guys know what I'm hearing. Because it morphed, and it even changed from yesterday to this morning to this afternoon to tonight. There's a little bit of a sequence here. All right, so we talk about us being in Tier 4B, the Internet group. We talk about Tier 4A being the Admiral's groups, plural. We talk about Tier 3 being bondholders. But there's also a Tier 1 and a Tier 2 that were just paid out this week. So they have been paid out. And their arrangement's different from the bondholders in Tier 3, and it's a different arrangement from what we have. So as not to confuse anybody, let's just say that they have received the funds that they were entitled to in Tier 1 and Tier 2, and now it's time for Tier 3, who was supposed to be complete by tomorrow, that did not get complete yet, to continue and continue to pay the monies from the bonds into their accounts. And that's going to continue on. And that's going to continue on into the first week of November, probably through the 3rd or the 4th of November. Now, that's bondholders in Tier 3. Now, some are going to be paid sooner, and some are going to be paid later, like into the first week of November. But that does not affect us starting when we start. In other words, they're starting, and they're going to go through into November 3rd or 4th. We're supposed to start and go for 2 weeks, maybe a little longer, but approximately 2 weeks in the redemption centers. And then when the redemption centers find that they have everybody that they think they have coming into their redemption center, then they will close those redemption centers and be done. And we know many, many people that are going to give notice or already have notice in that 2 weeks after the redemptions are done, they're gone. They're out, you know? And so that's the situation it's going to be. Now, I talked to you last time, which was Tuesday night, about the fact that we had certain banks that were not compliant with Basel III, okay, or may not be connected with the quantum financial system, or may have been one of those guilty of shorting silver, which they weren't supposed to do. So some of those banks, probably more regional, Tier 2, Tier 3 banks maybe are gone or will be gone shortly with certain branches available for sale, etc. So that's fine. That's okay. But I'm telling you all that to say some of these things that we see are happening obviously needed to be done. There are more things that are still, it appears, needing to be done right now. And here's the thing. We have cleanup, and that's probably the best way I can say it, cleanup going on in Louisiana, or Louisiana, if you like it said that way, Louisiana, tunnels, child trafficking, drugs, etc. Also, up in, where are we up there? We're at Wisconsin. In Wisconsin, in three major cities. Cleanup, tunnels, trafficking, blah, blah, blah. It's just amazing to me. It's everywhere. And we're still working on those. And we're getting them. Believe me, they're getting it done. Gosh, there's more stuff I'd love to tell you that I'm just not at liberty to say. However, all of this is taking place, and we believe that, for example, I'll tell you this one thing. For example, there's cleanup, as you guys know, in Ukraine. Ukraine's probably the worst place in the world for tunnels, child trafficking, all kinds of bad things happening down there. And it's being cleaned up, and it's still being cleaned up. And guess what? Russia is helping to clean that up. That's why we don't have a peace deal quite yet between Russia and Ukraine. We've got it with the Gaza. We've got it with Hamas and Israel. At least it's holding, and I believe it'll hold. I hope it does. I hope it becomes a lasting peace. But to get the peace in Russia and Ukraine, it's going to take. There's an agreement in place. I believe, from what I'm hearing, we could hear about it Sunday. Well, today's what, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday? What's that, 3 days away? So look for that. Look for a peace agreement of some kind between Russia and Ukraine sometime, don't know when, sometime Sunday. All right, now let's take a look and say, what is that saying about us and when we start? Our bondholders in the United States, we're done with the ones that were handled out of Geneva, but the ones that are being handled now are all being handled out of Reno, and they're moving right along. Yes, there have been some cleanup, quote-unquote, regarding certain of those bondholders still, but they're going through those bonds, and they're cleaning up and making sure everything is legit. All the bondholders are who they're supposed to be, et cetera, et cetera. All right? And that's going on from now all the way through, probably until the first few days of November. Now, that does not mean we don't start sooner. And I believe, from what I'm hearing, what we're looking for, the latest thing I got this evening before the big call, I mean an hour before the big call, tonight was that we are most likely getting notified Monday or Tuesday of next week. Now, we could get something Sunday as a result of the peace agreements, plural maybe, coming, but I think the one we're looking for is Russia-Ukraine. And if that happens Sunday, are we off to the races? Or do we wait until Monday? Probably Monday, Tuesday, notifications. And we know that Tuesday, Wednesday, and Wednesday's the 29th, 28th and 29th are in play. Are in play for us. So, I know that's a little ways off. I know. But you know what? We made it this far, and we're not going to stop now. We're going to continue, persevere, and pursue this all the way to its logical conclusion, right? There's no give up. There's no quit. You think Bob's ever quit at anything? You think Sue's ever quit at anything? You think I've ever quit? Negatron, I have not, and neither have those two. And neither will you. Those of you in Big Call Universe, you know what? What they say, what doesn't kill you makes you stronger, right? I guess, right? Well, we're all getting stronger every day. We're learning something new. We're applying ourselves. We're taking what we're learning and we're saying, okay, how can I use that for what I'm going to do with my projects? How can I take what Sue has said and apply that to my future? How can I take the MedBed 100 and use it to my benefit and expanding and exploring new areas of my life? And therefore, not only am I affected, but other people that I know or don't know and come to contact with are affected by me as a newer, better me, without sickness or disease, without disability, without all of this dire stuff. And then you add the other things that you may not even have thought of yet that you can add in to your being, to your person. And Sue always brings up guitar because she knows that's what I do, and I want to play more guitar. I want to be a guitar, what's it called? Well, to be a super guitarist, okay? I do. I want to play several different types. I want to play rock, jazz. I want to play flamenco. Oh, yeah. Flamenco got guitar también. And other types of guitar music, you know, as well as keyboards. Okay, I just told you I want to read music for keyboards and guitar. I can read music for voice already. I did that in high school, okay? But this is something additional. Now, I've got another 10 or 12 things I'm going to add in my MedBed list that I will have when I go in. Of course, my list, you guys, is in my head. That's where I got it because I can't write it down and read it anyway. But I got it in my head. So I'm going to just go from head to feet and go all the way down everything I want to do and then add all the things in my mind that I want to add. Well, how do you find out about this? How do you learn what Sue's talking about, what all these testimonials are ascribing to? Well, you sign up by sending an email to integratedminds@hushmail.com, and you put in the subject line MedBed 100. And it's $100 for two different class nights, which is about a total of 3 hours, that you get an audio link to listen to this at your own pace, at your own leisure. And you can listen to it over and over and over again. It's not a video. It's an audio, sound only. But it's really terrific, and you guys should do it. And Sue has the meditations in this that are fantastic and all of the different things that she's come up with and we've discussed that are available for you to work with. And the expression to me was from the person that said, you know, what can I ask the MedBed to do? And the response was, what can't it do? Kind of opens it up, doesn't it? What can't the MedBed do? Well, we'll find out, won't we? Because I don't think there's a whole lot that we can think of that it can't do. Can it make you smarter? Maybe. Can it make you more beautiful? Yes. Can it make you younger? Yes. It can do a lot of things. It really can. And I would say I would jump all over sending Sue an email as soon as you can to Integrated Minds. How do you spell integrated? That's a hard word. Not really. INTE GRATED, that's integrated, minds, MINDS, at hushmail.com. So that's all you do. Now, in the email itself, let her know if you have PayPal or if you don't. And if you don't, she'll find another way to invoice you. And if you do have PayPal, it's $100. And put your name and your cell phone number in the email, so she'll have that case, and she won't contact you unless absolutely necessary, okay, because she does everything by email. So the email will go out. When you get your email, you'll respond to it, And then you guys keep that, keep watching your emails so you can get the invoice if there is one. You can pay for it. You can get the recordings and make sure that you are good to go. And Sue's real good at completing everything that needs to be done. So I would say jump all over that MedBed 100 and get it. Because you guys, if you have any inkling at all, or know anybody, even in your family, that is thinking about going into the MedBed, well, this is your chance. Now, we who are ZIM holders and of dire need, like moi, will have an early shot at it. Most everybody in Big Call Universe can go in the first 5 or 6 days after they exchange. None of us, unfortunately, can go before we exchange. That's the trigger. And you can take 6 people, names, and their phone number as referrals from you. When you go to the MedBed, you give them your list of 6 people, and you hopefully have already talked to these people about it. These are people that would be contacted, and then they would tell them where the MedBed Center is and set an appointment up when the time is right for them. Okay? And so I'm looking forward to it even more than the RV itself. I can tell you that. I would rather, if I had to choose, I'd take the MedBed over the money that's coming from all of this, the currency and the SIM. But we are looking good. However, we did get pushed. Bondholders in Tier 3 got pushed. They were going to be done by tomorrow. Not even close. They're going to go all the way through first week of November. And we're going to go, theoretically, this is what I've been told, we should get started before the end of October. This October. Now, and the 28th and 29th are in play. That's Tuesday and Wednesday of next week. So let's see what happens. Keep an eye out for an announcement about peace on Sunday, I think. That's when we're being told to look for it. So we'll see. And I just want to thank everybody for listening tonight and for Bob and for Sue. Really enjoyed the call tonight. I always enjoy it, but I really did tonight. And Big Call Universe, thank you for listening. Satellite team, for getting the signal out all over the world. And thank you, Jeannie and Pastor Scott, for your continued support and your emails of praise and prayer requests. And also thank you, Doug. Thank you, GCK. Thank you, Larry. And everybody else, obviously Sue and Bob, thank you guys. And everybody else that's listening on this call tonight. Now, go ahead, get emails out to Sue, very simple. Just tell her in a few words what you want. Send off for that MedBed 100, and then take advantage of the sale that we've got, that you put the products on sale that you want to buy at 10, 15, or 20% off, depending on the volume that you buy. Okay? So keep that in mind, and I look forward to, gosh, guys, I could keep talking all night, couldn't I? But really, realistically, let's just pray the call out and see what happens between now and Tuesday, okay? And we plan to do a call Tuesday. Hopefully, it'll be a celebration call. We'll see. Lord God, we just thank you so much for everybody that's tuned in tonight, that's been on the call with Big Call Universe. And thank you for Bob and Sue and everything that they've brought. It's just fantastic. And thank you for the people that are faithful and have listened to the call for like 14 years now. Thank you for all that you're doing in our lives, in getting everything done behind the scenes, the cleanup in these states, getting the child trafficking completely erased and the tunnels filled, et cetera, et cetera. Everything that needs to be done. We do pray for the peace of Jerusalem, and we pray also for the peace in Ukraine and Russia. Help that to be completed where we actually have a lasting peace on all fronts beginning Sunday. Give us all a great night tonight and a beautiful weekend with good news coming. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Thanks, everybody. We'll look forward to talking with you on Tuesday.